My name's Janet Grant, and I'm on the teaching staff this week. This is a session called Encountering God, Receiving a Mission. And I'm real curious to hear why people came to this session. What did you expect? Anybody tell me?
My wife came.
Your wife came. It was the only chance to see her. She's been off again about doing other stuff.
With her all afternoon.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, I think that it sounded to me like it was going to be something that helped me grow spiritually. That's what the title sounded like.
Okay, great.
I thought it was going to be a Bible study. When the gal rang the bell, I said, oh, is this for the Bible study? She says, no, that was this morning. And I said, well, what was supposed to be at 4? She says, a meditation. And the thing on dreams. So I said, okay, then I will go to the meditation.
Yeah, but that's in the next room.
The dreams is, but the meditation is. Was this what this was?
This is the meditation. Sounds all kind of sleepy, doesn't it? Dreams and meditation. Anybody else? What were you expecting?
Place to sit down.
Chance to rest. Rest your weary bones.
I did. I already told you.
Come on in. We haven't really started. I'm curious. If you didn't know what to expect, that's okay.
Well, you know, and I have been at 2 other sessions that you have given, and I have appreciated what you have done, and so it's partly also because I came to.
Well, thank you. I wasn't fishing for that, and I didn't pay her anything. I do have a quarter here for you.
That's all right.
Thank you. That was very nice. Well, maybe I can spin off from that. Part of the way I operate as a facilitator is participatory, and this is going to be a very participatory experience this afternoon. We are going to do a meditation, and we're going to use some imagery. So it will be a quiet time, a time where there will be quite a bit of silence. And I'm inviting you during that silence to be off on your own mind and thoughts, and where you're feeling led. I'm hoping that you're able to kind of let any extraneous noises during this, just let them be and let them go. If you hear someone laughing or a truck going by, just let them be that and kind of go into your own thoughts. I'm going to be using a meditation from a little book called Opening to God, and the subtitle is Guided Imagery Meditation on Scripture. It's by a woman named Carolyn Stahl, and it's published by The Upper Room, which is a United Methodist publishing company. And it's filled with 20 or 30 different meditations, and on a variety of topics. I find it very helpful. I lead a lot of retreats and meetings and that sort of thing, longer meetings, and I find that I use these little meditations very frequently. Even for short worship services that I'm in charge of. It's a great little resource. You might like to take a woman named Carolyn Stahl, S-T-A-H-L. And it's not an expensive book, $5. It's little, but it's not expensive. And it might be a nice resource for you or someone that you know that does these sorts of things. So I wanted to give you a chance to experience it, one, and I chose the one called Encountering God, Receiving a Mission, because some of the other things I've been involved in is, are the lights getting dimmer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Generator's slowing down.
Generator's slowing the water, not enough water in the hydro. I thought something's going on here. Many of the other things I've been doing this week relate to transitions and change and grief and how do we carry on. And I thought this related to that, in that we need to know what's important to us and how what is our mission. So I thought it would be another way of looking at our own, what we care about. So I'm going to, first of all, I'm going to read some scripture for you. from which the imagery will be based. I may even read it twice for you, and hopefully that won't bore you too much. But I want to give some instructions before we get into it. Meditation, I would hope that you would sit comfortably, but also not so comfortably that you fall asleep. I have a tendency to have a voice that people lull off on. When I've done imageries, people are up back in the corner snoring, and I don't ever know if that's a compliment or not, that I got them so relaxed that they fell asleep, or if that I was that boring. But if you have problems hearing my voice, just simply raise your hand. I won't be offended in the least. In fact, I'd rather you hear than you go away saying, "I couldn't hear a thing she said." So please just, you know, gently raise your hand, and I will try to speak more loudly and more clearly. There's not a good or bad experience with this, or right or wrong. No, that's next door.
What's this one?
This is the meditation. Yeah, right through those, right there. There's not a right or wrong way to do this. It's all up to your imagination, your imagery. Whatever you do is right. So don't worry about that. And don't worry about competing, you know, having a better imagery than somebody else. It's your imagery. It's the best one that there is. Let me see, make sure. Oh, another thing that I want you to feel that you don't have to kind of obey me. Be reasonable about that. But if I'm saying something and that really gets you off on a thought, stay with that thought. Don't kind of come back to something that I might kind of push you into if it's pushing you in a direction that you would rather go on in your own direction. Follow your own kind of imagery, what follows in your mind. When I get to doing the imagery, there will be lots of silence, so don't worry about that. We'll take some time with it. When we're done with it, we will do some debriefing and talking about it. And I have some paper and pens here for that I'll pass out later. So you will have a chance to talk about your imagery, and what we'll do is we'll break up into twos at that point, so you can talk with one other person about it. And then at the end, we'll come back in a large group to see if there are any kind of general comments you'd like to make to the entire group, or questions. How many people have done imageries, been part of imageries before?
I think I have.
We'll see, huh? It's the same. So this is a new experience for most people. Do you know what I mean when I say imagery? Maybe I better define it. I will. Maybe I won't just assume you know. Imagery is an opportunity to be guided into a story that's created in your own mind. So I will be giving some phrases and some sentences that will start the story, but then the rest is up to you, and to allow that just to be. And you're generally in a relaxed state when you do an imagery, and so it's I feel that imagery really is an opening to God, just like the name of this book. It's an opportunity to take time out and just kind of allow your mind to be open to God speaking to you. So that's what I'd encourage you to do. If you have ways that happens for you more easily, use some of those things. Maybe it's breathing techniques, stretching, or things that you kind of roll over in your mind. Use those, but use it as an opportunity to be opened to God. So to begin with, I'm going to read some scripture, and then I'll have a little commentary about the scripture, and then we'll move into the imagery. Any questions? Okay, great. This is a scripture from Exodus, chapter 3. Moses was minding the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, priest of Midian. He led the flock along the side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of a burning bush. Moses noticed that although the bush was on fire, it was not being burnt up. So he said to himself, I must go across to see this wonderful sight. Why does not the bush burn away? When the Lord saw that Moses had turned aside to look, he called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses answered, Yes, I am here. God said, Come no nearer. Take off your sandals. The place where you are standing is holy ground. The Lord said, I have indeed, indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard their outcry against their slave masters. I have taken heed of their sufferings and have come down to rescue them from the power of Egypt. I will send you to Pharaoh and you shall bring my people Israel out of Egypt. But who am I, Moses said to God, that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt? God answered, I am with you. The commentary is this. Earlier in his life, Moses showed his readiness to sacrifice for his people. He killed an Egyptian who was beating a Hebrew slave and then fled, finding refuge in the land of Midian. At the time of this passage, he has just adjusted to the life of a shepherd. Now he meets God. Angel means messenger, so a messenger of the Lord appeared. The flame indicates that God is actually present. Moses is awed, but also receptive. He is modest. Therefore, he experiences some doubts and frustrations at receiving this mission. But God promises to be present. It is clear that this is God's project, not one left to Moses. And God enables Moses' modesty to be transformed into the humility of faith. Let me just read the passage one more time, and then we'll go into it. Moses was minding the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, priest of Midian. He led the flock along the side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of a burning bush. Moses noticed that, although the bush was on fire, it was not being burnt up. So he said to himself, I must go across to see this wonderful sight. Why does not the bush burn away? When the Lord saw that Moses had turned aside to look, he called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses answered, Yes, I am here. God said, Come no nearer and take off your sandals. The place where you are standing is holy ground. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard their outcry against their slave masters. I have taken heed of their sufferings and have come down to rescue them from the power of Egypt. I will send you to Pharaoh, and you shall bring my people Israel out of Egypt. But who am I, Moses said to God, that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt? God answered, I am with you. So now I ask that you get in a comfortable posture, one in which you feel comfortable, yet alert. And close your eyes. Take time to be quiet. And take a few slow, deep breaths. First breathing in and out. Becoming very aware of your breathing. In your mind, you become aware of yourself as a shepherd, walking along, tending your flock. You are walking along and you notice something that catches your eye because of its awe. You turn aside, and as you turn, you hear God speak to you. After a short time, God tells you to take off your shoes, for this is holy ground, and you do that. God tells you that there seems to be some concern in your life, or the life of others you care about. God mentions this, and you listen. God informs you that you can do something about this concern, and you listen more. You ask God, what is it that you can do? You ask God any question that's on your mind. Share any doubts or hopes or concerns that you might feel. God reassures you that God is with you always. You realize that soon you must be on your way, and your conversation with God will be finished soon. Continue and say anything that you need to say to God. It is time to return to herding your flock. You put your sandals back on and return to your flock. As you are tending your flock, think back on what has happened and try to truly understand it, just as you entered into the imagery slowly and gently. It is now time to slowly and gently leave your imagery and to return to the space here and now by opening your eyes as you feel comfortable. Ask you to do is I'm going to pass some paper around. Take a sheet or so. If you want to take a couple, you can. I'd like you to. I have a few pens here. If you don't have them, any. I'd like you to jot down just briefly some things that stand out to in your mind from that imagery, or to draw them. Paper upstairs, so you make her a paper airplane. And can you pass her a sheet right up there? I invite you, if you'd like, to draw a sketch of your imagery, if you'd like, if you feel comfortable doing that, or to write some words about it. Here's some larger pens. I have some more magic markers if people need this. Anybody need something to write with? Here's some pens coming. Here's this one magic marker that I can give you. Just write. Oh, good. Here's a couple more pens. Anybody need this? Right. need some more light? Is the light okay or do you need some more?
It's okay.
Take a couple minutes and jot down what stood out in the experience for you. And to talk about the experience and some of the things you wrote, if you'd like, and just to share kind of pieces of your imagery, what happened during that time for you, what came to mind for you. So just find two other people, and if you want to spread out in the room, you're welcome to do that. But I'll give you the next 9 minutes, so you each have 3 minutes to talk.
She couldn't get a sheep in a meadow. She had a sheep happy in a meadow. So I said, well, we're both in the trees.
Okay. That's where your mind took you to.
What?
That's where your mind took you, in the trees.
Yes, and I mean, I had these sheep that I was watching, but those trees kept standing there all the time, and I could see a meadow up here when they were, and I'd go up there, but the next thing I'd be right down among the trees.
Okay. We're not going to psychologize or analyze too much, so don't worry. We could get Emily maybe to do some. Great, thanks. Anybody else want to say anything? Just general comment about that.
I think this is something you have to learn to do, to turn loose of things and go inward. And there's a psychology to the whole bit of it. Mm-hmm. And you start with breathing, and so that's centering in yourself. Focusing, centering, whatever, there are many words to use for this. I do this all the time.
Okay.
So it's one of those things that, but I got to my sandals and I couldn't quite figure out were they tied on or did I need to slip out of them. So just the idea of how those sandals were. And when I came back to put them on again, I was still concerned. But I did feel like I spoke with God.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I didn't have any problem with that.
Okay.
And whatever you want to think of as God, but and by whatever name, it doesn't bother me, but there is something, a voice, a power, a force that will talk with you. And mine was very satisfying.
God said something nice, huh?
Yeah, well, he told me not to worry about anything and just let it happen, mm-hmm. and it would.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good or bad, whatever it was. My sheep were there too.
You had sheep there too. Sheep and sandals, huh?
Well, in our group, I think we visualized different things, but it seemed like everybody was really able to get into it, you know? I mean, as far as feeling, you know, like you were talking to God, you know, or feeling like you had encountered God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we found it was very different for all, but we're really able to do it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there was something in her.
Okay.
Janet, do men have a little more difficulty with this as a rule? I moved up to get a man in my group.
What about you men? Did you have a hard, difficult time with this? There's four of you. You represent all of manhood.
Manhood is true. It's you too, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, okay. We won't get into that issue today. All of men.
More and more churches are giving this kind of time in a service, though. And you can tell how many people are uncomfortable with it by the little noise that you hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We weren't in a good situation here for this. There's
right.
too much outside interference.
That was my thought. Every time a door closed, my mm-hmm. thought went
jarred
away. That was it. There was no even picking it back up.
But if you'll go back to your breathing, you can get back into it.
Yeah. Are there any other men that want to go back to her other question and want to respond or at all? Don't have to.
I had no trouble getting into it, and I was not aware of the outside noises.
I don't know the statistics on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think our stereotype in this culture is that it would be more, that women would be more inner motivated or more feeling oriented and more attentive to that sort of thing. But I think that's a cultural thing.
Well, there's such an emphasis nowadays on spirituality. What mm-hmm. do you want, you know, mm-hmm. spirit, mm-hmm. and rather than historicity.
Uh-huh. What were people able to, when I made the statement, God tells you about some current, there seems to be some concerns in your life or the life of others. God mentions these and you listen. Were you able to surface things? I'm sorry. When I said that God, let's see, how, there seems to be concerns in your life or the life of others. Were you able to conjure up things in your mind that were of concern? Was that an easy thing or? Is that
the concerns are easy, but the answers aren't.
The answers,
concerns just flew out.
Okay.
The answers didn't come through for me.
Okay. Okay.
Now the concerns for me were like I was trying to avoid them, which is how I try to deal with concerns anyway. But so it's
maybe
like,
speak a little louder.
So it's like the concerns weren't as clear, but eventually they were. I mean, when I would focus and make myself concentrate on it. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, it's interesting to hear everybody say it was real easy, and it wasn't in my case.
Okay. But that's kind of typically the way you deal with it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I deal with things, yeah.
Okay. Anybody have an easy time with the what God said to do?
Yes, I
you did.
I know.
You did find out
what my concern was with. We have a neighbor and his wife who belong to the church, but they never seem to be involved with the church at all. And I've been, this is what came to my mind right away. Mm-hmm. I've never found any way in which I can approach them about anything. And I asked God, how should I do that? But I didn't find out.
You didn't find out. You were kind of responding.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get an answer. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, it was consent. I didn't say that. When I would ask a question, maybe I was asking the question in the wrong way.
Ah. I mean, your questions, God would say back to you.
Well, I'll tell you what I
okay.
what I had done. My wife and I, for the last year or so, have been sending money to a medical missionary in Rumphi, Malawi. And she has a clinic for crippled children. And I'm about 5 years away from retirement, and I'm contemplating, what do I do, what do I do, what do I do? And I keep, my thought keeps going back, go to Africa, go to Africa. Kept coming back. I didn't say that, but what are you saying? And then nothing. But that isn't the first time that this conversation has gone on.
It's happened, huh? You're pre-showing. Okay. No answers.
Okay. Sometimes we have to learn to wait also, don't we?
I heard you talking about patience over here.
That's not one of my virtues.
Yeah. Do you want to say? Did you want to say more? I kind of cut you off. Yeah. How about other comments or things that surfaced? What was the thing that kind of stood out most for you in your imagery?
Well, I think in our group, this lady, I think, kind of said it. I feel like maybe for the rest of the other two of us, that the complete quietness with God
was a positive experience, or
yeah, you know, just felt like I felt like he did. I didn't. The other, and if there was other noise, I didn't.
It was gone.
Yeah. But it, to me, it was just being completely alone with God.
Uh-huh.
I think she said the calm and quiet of it. Is that the way you expressed it?
Uh-huh. So just kind of generally, the feeling around it was the thing that stood out for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. my husband, he said he went back to where, in Minnesota, where he was herding cows.
So she'd herd cows.
Well, if she can do it in the trees, you can herd cows.
Yeah,
sure, that's a picture that surfaced in your mind.
Like, there's another thought, maybe some of the concerns that we have about people being involved, as and so on, the answer might not come in a lifetime.
You wanted to say something.
There's a verse in Exodus, it's a favorite of mine, it's the message that God gave Joshua when he was going to take over the leadership of the Israelites, and God says to him, "Fear not, for I will be with thee whithersoever thou goest." I think it's verse 9, but I can't remember which chapter. It's a very favorite of mine. You said we could ask a question, and my question was that I'm going, in my old age, going into LPN training. When I get back from Poland, we start September 26th, and it's a 2-year course, and I said, "Will I be able to stick with this? Will you help me stick with it for 2 years of going to school 3 nights and working 4 nights a week?"
No.
I'll be lucky if I get 1 or 2 nights a month off. Will I be able to stick with it? Will I do it? And that verse just popped out.
That's what you heard.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's nice. Nice experience.
Well, it was very reassuring.
And then you also mentioned you felt like God's hand.
I felt like hands on my shoulders and looking at me and saying that verse.
Oh.
So beautiful. It was a very good experience for me.
Good. Good. Very nice. Thanks for sharing that with the whole group, too. Any last questions or comments about the experience?
What stands out for me now that I'm back in, not in a relaxed state, is that I felt almost a little bit detached from my body. Floating or anything, but hardly aware of my body most of the time.
Yeah. Did anybody else experience that? I have experienced that, I know. I think I understand that feeling. And if you took more time with this and did more breathing exercises like Alice is suggesting and took longer even than I did that seem like a long time between in those slow times or not?
In some way, I mean, and yet I thought, well, it's good maybe that she's taking that much time. But I know at the time I thought, I wonder when she's going to say something.
I think I concentrated on what the next question might be.
And
partly because I wasn't getting answers.
And
so in the beginning especially, and then I was getting more curious from that.
I think if you get more into it too, I'm glad that some of you had a good experience with it. I was going to put the name of the book, my pen didn't work. Again, it's Opening to God by Carolyn Stahl. It's the sort of thing that you can do for yourself, you can do for others, you can do individually, you can do in a large group, or that you could even take and tape record yourself and do it for yourself if you wanted to have this as a part of your meditation.